This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Boysai, today's shiur, shiur 1000, is a very, very big milestone. Hoidu Lashem ki toiv ki la'oilam chazda. Give thanks to Bari Oilam, that was Zoycha. I should say many, many more shiurim, but to say they have recorded 1,000 shiurim, it's a tremendous milestone. And I feel very humbled and very, I feel very gifted because Bo allowed me to say these 1,000 shiurim and get them posted on Twitter anytime, and whoever listens, I hope there's chizik from it. And I mentioned before, but every time he can't stop giving Haidah, that's why Yehuda is called Yehuda. Hapam Haidah Hashem, only now to give thanks for Hashem. Can you hear Yehuda every time she calls his name, she'll give Haidah. That's Leah's great, unbelievable level of Kharas HaTorah, which Gemara says there was no one to reach that level, because it's constant, and we talk after constant Haidah, but at least to recognize and to stand back and be in awe of the siyat d'shmaya that it takes to say the 1,000 shiurim, to record the 1,000 shiurim, and to put them out, and to have the habatz haTorah. It's such an unbelievable feeling and a feeling of immense gratitude to Eivishta. And like I said, Kishem Shal Kosh Baruch gave me the koyach to say the 1,000 shiurim. Shbizoch to say many more shiurim and may have esrim. Vizuch beiz Hashem to have the schus to be married to Torah and Me'ev Esven. Me'ev Hashem, I hope and I pray that everybody should have I know beiz Hashem that Torah and Tom should have Siyat Tishmat to expand and to all of the Ritzonis on to spread the Torah worldwide, that everybody in the world should be able to learn more and more Torah, their dreams and their wishes should come fruition. That the Torah gets out into the world. Torah is the Kodach of Shefa to the entire world. The more Torah there is, Rashi already says it. There's no doubt. That's one of the greatest things that has to be mentioned. That the Kodach of Torah creates a Merubin Oisko Batorah. It creates a different Metzias. It's a Merubin Oisko Batorah. The Merubin Oisko Batorah, the power is unimaginable. And therefore, let us continue. Let us continue. Let the Torah Anytime continue. The Torah Anytime should be able to continue in this format to spread the Torah, unbelievable amounts of Torah, until the whole world is filled and filled up with more and more Torah. Through that will be zeichah to all the brachas. Mashiach Tzidkenu, Amen, Amen. Let's continue now. Perek Dalet, Shir 1000, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chavav. Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, Ish Kfar Habavli Oimer. Said, Aloyim and Aktanim, somebody who learns from younger mention. That means Rebbeim who are young, it's Yirim. So the Mahu Doimer, to what is he incomparable? Lo'oichla Novim Kehos. Someone who eats grapes that are unripe, the shoyse yayim migita, and he drinks wine migita, that it's freshly pressed wine that hasn't been filtered out properly, that all the sediment is mixed into it, and therefore the learning is not as clear. As the Rav, as the Mefarshim explained, says the Rav, Anovim Keshul is Pashma called Tzorcham. They're not totally ripe yet. Umako, he says, Shinayim. They blunt the teeth. They have a certain feeling, that blunt feeling of the teeth. Ka Chochmas Ayelet. So to the Chochmah of a youngster. Mashashma called Tzorcham. It's not settled. In Tvar Miskabel Mashashma Alev. And his words are not accepted so easily and so understood on the heart of a person. That the sediment is mixed inside. There's a lot of mixture of sveikas, of unsureties. You learn from somebody young, you know, the clarity is not as clear as somebody who's settled and has that that experience. But somebody who learns from the skeinim, l'mahu doimer, to what is it comparable to? Someone who eats grapes that are ripe, v'shoyzigayin and drinks wine that's older wine, wine from many years ago, wine that has a date from a long time ago. That's Yain Yoshin, which has, as we know, Yain Yoshin is something very special. And this is something that's very, very important. As Chazal tell us, and the Mershim explained, that the taste of that wine is delicious. It's so sweet to your palate. So too the Chochmah of the Skeinim. It's clear, it's settled. It's Torah that's been worked on, Torah that's been thought through. And the Melum, a lot of Mephoreshim learn over here that the Anovim is connected to Chelek HaPshat Shabbatoyer, that's Anov, the grapes. The Yayin, as we know, Nichmas Yayin, you have to soid. Yayin, if you can match me, you're soid, right? Everybody knows that. Yayin is what the gematria of Yayin is 70. Soid, the gematria is how much? 70. So Mele, Nichmas Yayin, you're to soid. Therefore, that's what it's referring to over here. The Anovim, the Anovim is the Pshara Torah. Yeah, is the soy that Torah, and all those areas, obviously, there's a tremendous advantage to learn with somebody who is more experienced, more older, and things are very, much more clear by him. We'll see later on that there are exceptions, but that's the soy, very, very important. So if you choose a Rebbe, and Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zoichu to learn the Torah from our skeinim. He knows what the important is to have to down for the skeinim, we should be able to be zoichu to hear and accept and be impressed and be taught by the skeinim. But of course, there are youngsters, as we'll learn later on, who have are like skeinim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.